Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from David Evans, who is running for mayor in Tiny Township. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is David Evans, 59, and I want to be your next mayor of Tiny Township. I am fortunate to have a broad base of support throughout Tiny Township made up of countless friends and family. In the upcoming term, I will work tirelessly to repay their confidence and trust. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Tiny is not just a place. It is a feeling that tells us. We are home. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I have been preparing for this role my whole life. From a child playing on the beach at Ardmore to working on a forest firefighting crew to pay for my university degree, I have learned the value of hard work and being part of a team through good times and bad. As general manager of Stanley Black & Decker, I led an energetic and inclusive management team that successfully grew a $100 million company. My recent experience on the Tiny Police Services Board and Property Standards Committee gave me an introduction to municipal operations and opened new opportunities to contribute. I look forward to using my talents to make Tiny a better place to live for everyone. Beach ownership doesn't affect all residents, but is fiercely disputed by those who get involved. Before property owners took over their part of the shoreline, the municipality allowed seasonal cottagers to use the land, after signing the Indigenous Treaty many years ago. Who owns Tiny Beaches, and what is your stance on beach rights? Shoreline accessibility is a very important issue. The legal complexities are well known, and a single solution is next to impossible given issues going back to 1823. I would never support an approach that ignored real ownership interests, not only of beach-facing homeowners but also the township's ownership of properties abutting the lakefront. I also believe that ownership of easements and rights of access to beaches, where they exist, should be afforded the same respect. And on this topic, as I saw firsthand on the Tiny Police Services Board, special interests should not be able to co-opt the OPP, at great expense to the township, to purport to enforce ownerships through use of adverse possession that has not been established in law or fact. There is a difference between what is legally right and morally right, and the aggregate operations in Tiny appear to straddle that definition. What is your stance on aggregate operations in Tiny? Clean water is my number one priority. I am committed to working towards a greater partnership with the province to work with Tiny to plan aggregate operation locations and future development to balance industry expectations and citizens' expectations. The current operation at Teedon has a strict site plan that has been agreed upon by the current council. Tiny must be a vigilant watchdog and ensure the conditions of the site plan are met. Any project undertaken in Tiny will have strict water quality standards to ensure water purity now and in the future. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I have extensive experience creating successful consensus-driven solutions and I'm excited to utilize my interpersonal skills in any way I can contribute. I enjoy learning about all municipal issues and do not enter politics with any preconceived personal issues. I want to be open and inclusive to all and create solutions that are in the best interest of Tiny. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Tiny voters are not apathetic. Campaigning over the past 4 months, I have listened to many people who have real issues that are very important to them. Voter turnout although is an issue. I believe an election should represent all viewpoints and promote healthy debate. In this 2022 election, we have 15 candidates running for 5 positions. In the most recent 2018 election, there were 2 acclamations, mayor and deputy mayor, and 4 people running for 3 councillor positions. 2 of the 4 councillor candidates actually did not run in the election but one was elected regardless. This 2022 election with 15 candidates versus 6 in 2018, is a good sign that Democratic debate is alive and well in Tiny. Voter turnout and not voter apathy is a concern. I would support providing additional voting options to complement the current mail-in-only method if ease of access and voter security is ensured to increase resident and non-resident voter participation. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? The lack of affordable housing is a devastating problem in Tiny. A considerable segment of the housing market is seen as a financial investment rather than a place to live. Since 2013, the average house price in Tiny has increased 213% CRE, to over $1 million. The impact on low- to middle-income housing availability has been disastrous. Equally affected is the local rental market, where properties, if available, are beyond the reach of those working for minimum wage. Municipalities contribute more to social housing every year, which is more than federal and provincial housing funding combined, AMO, 2012. Tiny must do more to help those affected by changes in the housing market and ensure all residents can remain in the township they love. The province is planning for a countywide population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Under the current plan, Tiny is not designated for urban growth, which is fortuitous given neither our natural environment nor current infrastructure can support comparable growth. Tiny is changing from a part-time seasonal community to a permanent suburban township. Permanent residences in Tiny have increased over 15% in 10 years, Canada Census data, to over 55%, and will grow as urban out-migration continues. Our first responders will have increased demands as Tiny's average age population of 54 ages. We need to enact capital accruals and investments now to be future-ready for coming challenges on staff and equipment. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? As a current member of the Tiny Police Services Board, TPSB, I have direct experience with this issue. During the past few years, criminal convictions have decreased while repeat offender convictions remain unfortunately unchanged. To be clear, TPSB nor Tiny Township have no jurisdiction over the provincial courts or the OPP, so our opportunities to reduce recidivism should focus on social rehabilitation to mitigate risk factors for repeat offenders. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Tiny's chief building official stated in April 2022, "We've seen a steep increase in the number of building permits submitted to the township, especially in the past 2 years. Like many neighboring communities, we must recognize that construction could soon replace tourism as Tiny's biggest employer. We need controls in place to protect our natural environment from the pressures of building development. Tiny's natural resources must always take precedence over development. Planning bylaws that protect our unique ecosystems and local community character must be enacted forthwith to stop irreparable long-term damage. I want my grandchildren to see what my grandparents did, and to do that we must act now. One long-term need is to prepare for major infrastructure investment in water and sewage. As we transition from seasonal to year-round, our residents will rightly demand the same living standards shared by other areas in the province. Council needs to initiate future-ready solutions that lay the groundwork for future investment. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? I would support eliminating the current restriction on secondary suites in Tiny if planning guidelines can ensure our natural resources and neighborhoods are protected and maintained. Successful programs such as in Waterloo, Ontario have been successful in creating low-income and multi-generational housing that seamlessly integrates into the community. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? My legacy is not an endgame. It's ongoing. Every year, council will provide a list showing what has been accomplished. Increasing opportunities for dialogue through open council sessions, regular town hall meetings, and more will allow council to hear your recommendations. I want you to be involved and connected to the people who represent you. Please get involved. Municipal election information for Tiny Township is available on the elections page of the town website. For Tiny Township residents, the Township of Tiny will be using the vote-by-mail method in the 2022 municipal election. This voting method has been used in the last four elections and has proven to be effective in meeting the needs of our permanent and seasonal electors, as well as meeting accessibility requirements. Eligible electors in the Township of Tiny shall receive their vote-by-mail kit the week of September 26, 2022. The proposed last recommended date to return the completed kit by mail is October 13, 2022, during regular business hours from Thursday, September 1, 2022, to October 23, 2022, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and until 8 p.m. on October 24, 2022. Eligible voters can register and make changes to their information on the voters list with the municipality. Am I on the voters list is available on the township's election page at www.tiny.ca/voterlist. If you are not currently on the voters list and are eligible to vote, please visit the municipal office during regular business hours with acceptable identification, or contact the clerk's department at 705-526-4204 extension 225 or 229.